Almost a Mantra for Life, Belinda Carlisle, Live Your Life, Be Free. So, cast your mind back to the 2012 Olympic Games closing ceremony in London, of course. And you may, if you're really, really lucky, you can spot the whole scenario, see a fantastic dancer in that closing ceremony who is effectively just about to actually launch into a whole range of fantastic things, including being a critical part of the fabulous dance troupe Ballet Boys, coming, of course, to Darlington on tour doing a whole range of things. We, of course, are referring to the tremendously talented legend that is, in dancing terms, the wonderful Matthew Sanford. How are you, Matthew?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Very well indeed. Now, Luton Sixth Form College to the joys of Ballet Boys. That's quite a little journey, isn't it?
Yes, quite a journey as well.
Now, I mean, we'll talk about Ballet Boys, obviously, in a few moments in full sense, but that Olympics closing ceremony, when you were actually part of it, I mean, because clearly it was all thumbs up. In fact, it was so good that, as we know, the Russians have just copied, they'll try to copy all the bits and pieces for their own sort of winter games. But what sort of things were you doing in that whole event, really?
I was just a member of the massive dance section. There was a section with Jesse J and Fatboy Slim and various other singers, and we were just sort of the crowd pleasers, the dancers.
Yeah. Now, moving on from that to Ballet Boys, I've had a look at the website. I mean, some of the activities you actually do with respect to Ballet Boys in terms of the choreography, it is phenomenal. I mean, you talk about stamina. I mean, there are mainline Olympic athletes and Premiership footballers who would probably sort of kill for the kind of level of stamina that you actually got for that. It's not easy, but I mean, you know, in terms of the working through that whole process, the amazing thing about Ballet Boys is just how much energy and dynamism you actually give to the performance.
Yeah, it just takes a lot of practice. We train 6 days a week, so 10 till 6, sometimes later. So it's just practice and hard work and dedication. And we love it as well. I think that's the thing. We're not doing it because we have to do it, we're doing it because we love to do it. So.
I mean, one of the things that also springs to mind is unlike a kind of, well, I say traditional company, if there is such a thing, but I mean, you've got such diversity and such a range of different dancers in Ballet Boys that it kind of, it complements the whole thing effectively from that point of view. When you actually were sort of invited to join the company, did you sort of think, oh, okay then, or was it a case of, yes?
Well, it was a definite yes.
Yeah, okay, right.
I think this is the clever thing about the artistic directors, Michael and Billy. They managed to form a company that, like you say, we're all such versatile and different dancers, yet we've got the ability to work so well together. Mm. We're a bit like a box of mixed chocolates.
Right, hey, that's an interesting metaphor. Very good. It's almost like Jose Mourinho saying he's got little ponies on the pitch, but never mind, that's another line entirely. Obviously, you're on tour now. You've been in New York. I mean, from New York to Darlington, and you've been performing Void and all the rest of the bits and pieces. Is it a case of sometimes you have to pinch yourself to sort of think, yeah, fine, this is really happening to me. It's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I first joined the company, New York was the first place I performed. Yeah. So it's amazing where we go. It's just brilliant. It's brilliant to get to see parts of the world that you wouldn't expect to, even parts of the world within the UK. Like, there's places that I wouldn't usually go to.
Well, possibly
you find yourself.
Possibly like Darlington. I mean, you know, I would have thought that, you know, the likelihood of you being to New York, fine, but maybe when you were actually at Luton Sixth Form College, you didn't think, gosh, I wish I could go out to Darlington, you know. it's referred to by the natives as Darlo, just in case you're wondering, etc. And the Civic Theatre is fantastic, and it works extremely well from that.
Oh, brilliant.
There'll probably be dancers or budding dancers or folk actually listening to this. And of course, I mean, I've got to turn around and say that clearly the Northeast was the home of Billy Elliot. So, you know, let's be honest, you know, we have a bit of dancing credibility up here. But in terms of that, people are listening to this. What advice would you give to a young dancer in terms of, I mean, when did you start, Matthew?
I started when I was 17.
Right.
17. Quite late. The advice I'd give would be to see as much dance as possible.
Yeah.
Try and take as much inspiration from anywhere within the arts, to be honest. Go and see artwork, go and see theatre, and just gain as much information about the world that you're entering into as you can. And then just work as hard as you can. If the passion's there, then you'll want it and you'll fight for it. So
I think that's very sage words. I mean, it's interesting, you're 17, because 17, as you rightly say, is very late. I was going to expect you, I was half expecting you to say, yeah, I started when I was 3, and I was doing the pas de deux and jetés at about, so, you know, 3.5, and then we'd work through that. But, you know, actually, I mean, was it just something you kind of felt, actually, I can't quite fancy this? I mean, was it just something you kind of felt drawn to in terms of a career in lines from that point of view?
Well, I think I always had an interest in the arts world, but it wasn't until I went to college and took performing arts that it suddenly hit me that this was what I wanted to do. And I had an amazing teacher, Claire Banks, whilst I was at Luton Sixth Form, yeah. And she just really encouraged me and inspired me to follow my dreams, as cheesy as that sounds. That's when I decided to.
It worked in the original series of Fame, so why shouldn't it actually sort of continue to work today? It's great stuff. Your teacher didn't actually have a walking stick that she used to tap, and there wasn't a character called Mr. Shirovsky in there, was there? That's okay. Obviously, 17th and 18th of February, you're at the Richmond Theatre in Richmond. You're up at the Darlington Civic Theatre on the 20th of February, and then you're down to High Wycombe on the 24th. Shrewsbury on the 26th, Stoke on the 28th, Colchester on the 4th of March and the 5th of March, and then you're whizzing over to Swindon as well. So as ever with tours, you're kind of literally all over the place from that point of view. And of course, it goes on. You can find out all the details, ballyboys.com, and it's BALLETBOYZ. I might as well say that as opposed to Z. I know it's British American, but what the hey. BALLETBOYZ.com or Z. And truly, I mean, wonderful in terms of the tour itself. Injury. I mean, as I said at the start of this whole piece, Matt, there's clearly a sort of notion where it's such a physical, energetic approach that you actually take. We all know, I mean, those of us who are familiar with any sporting athletic events, etc., that, you know, sometimes they say, what's going on with that side of things? Is it just a case of, well, once you're actually in the zone, it's okay, it'll actually work, but obviously you do have to look after yourself in terms of ligaments, joints, all the rest of the bits and pieces?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we do a lot of Pilates and yoga within the company just to keep ourselves fit and, you know, keep our bodies safe. I think it's down to the individual dancer to look after themselves, and we managed to do that quite well. There are, you know, small injuries, but we recover quick. And we just look after each other, basically.
In terms of advice for nutrition, because I know we'll be going shortly to speak to our resident nutritional expert, Dennis Gore, actually, who does a whole range of things there. Is it important to sort of eat healthily, shall we say, or is it a case of no?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Matt, because I had this notion you sort of say, yeah, no, we come off stage and we have several burgers and we sort of went to the whole thing. And, whoa, no. Yeah, that's right.
It is hard when you come out of the theatre late, but... Yeah. No, we try and eat as healthy as possible.
A few name
lots of fruit and veg.
Well, exactly, critical. A few name checks for the rest of the team. Of course, we've got Adam Kirkham, Andrea Caruccio. Bradley Walker, Edward Pierce, Flavian Esmure, Leon Poulton, Mark Galvez, Matthew Rees, and of course yourself. I'm just ensuring that they all got name checks in case, you know, because, you know, sometimes people say, well, you didn't mention me. What's going on that sort of basis? So it's critical that's there as well. Matt, it's been wonderful sort of connecting with your good self today. So heaps of other goodies there. Literally sort of 5 stars all around. The sort of tributes that have been coming through are quite amazing across the whole sequence, which is brilliant stuff. We've got 2 final critical questions to actually put to you. We've all been leading up to. First one is, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on this, your debut with Southside Broadcasting? Has it been okay for you?
Yes. It's been brilliant.
Well, that's okay. I mean, the Independent on Sunday actually said, Ballet Boys, this is dance at its most riveting and fearless. It's great. You know, and the Times, Ballet Boys goes from strength to strength. The next question, the final one. Can we look forward to connecting with you again in the not too distant future, maybe a couple of the other of the cast, and sort of updating us as the tour proceeds?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, it's, it was important because, you know, our listener gets very excited and we sort of work our way through that. So we can hopefully then say Matthew Sandiford will return. Bally Boys, absolutely outstanding. Matt, it's been a genuine delight. Take care. What, I mean, what's the rest of the...
Thank you very much.
Are you off to actually do some training now? Is it a case of warm-ups?
I was literally on the bus for most of the phone call, I'm now walking to the studio.
All these media commitments, etc. And you can go in there saying, well, you know, I've already done one media piece, now let's bring it on. Let's go with it. Matt Sandiford, all the very best. We salute you. Take care.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.